Would you like to have your family website, or perhaps one for your business or nonprofit? Go to princedale.gogvo.com and you can get started for under $10 a month. Get started today at princedalegovo.com. Hi everyone, it is Brian here from Briden Firm, B-R-I-D-E-N firm.com. And I am, even though it's dark here now, I am standing outside here at Briden Firm at home. And we've just closed up the chicken coop and I'm getting ready to close up our chicks. And it might be a little tricky because I'm trying to balance the iPad and everything else at the same time, so I'm not sure how well you're going to be able to hear me or not hear me. I'm trying to figure out how to do this so that I can have you hear me. But what I'm actually doing is we have some chicks here in a coop. I'm going to say 3x4 coop. And they are in need of water. And we just got home from the barn property and looking after the goats and pigs and the Muscovy drakes that are over there. And three of them got out and put them back. It seems like one of them may be a duck, a female, a hen. And so we brought her back. We'll see what happens tomorrow, how she acts with those here. Muscovies are difficult to tell until they get fully mature. And so we're going to see, but whether it was a dominance thing or a mating thing, not exactly sure, but one of the male drakes bluntly was on top of her over there. And I'm thinking that maybe it's a female. But if it is, I think it's a crossbred female that we got last summer from someone. And I doubt that it's going to actually produce eggs, because if a Muscovy crosses with another duck, they're called a mule, and they don't produce eggs. But I also wanted you to hear, so I'm going to see if I can work this out here. I wanted you to be able to hear the chicks in this pen. And I need to change their water. I think you might be able to hear the chicks. So, one of the things is, the other day we made the chicks here some magic water, which is a combination of honey, apple cider vinegar, and garlic. And I've left the garlic pieces in their water. Garlic helps natural antibiotic and other health benefits, not only for us, but for the animals, chickens, chicks. And these are actually meat birds. And sadly, in one sense, meat birds live a short life. And these ones are already, it's kind of hard to believe, but they're already at half life. We just got them a week ago. We'd go tomorrow, I think. Yeah, we'd go tomorrow. And our lives are half over, which is a little bit sad, but it is what it is. And they grow so fast that if you keep them much longer than that, they get crippled. Well, it's what they're bred for, and it's a fast turnaround on meat production. And little chicken nuggets is what they are at this point. In about 4 weeks' time, they're going to go off to get processed, and they will weigh out at about 4 to 4.5 pounds of meat apiece, something like the barbecue chicken you'd buy at the grocery store. And very shortly, as soon as they get fully feathered out, in fact, I would probably be putting them on the pasture tomorrow. but we're kind of having some damp weather and cooler temperatures, and so still haven't got them out on pasture, but I hope to have them out on pasture in the next couple of days as soon as things warm up a little bit again. And they certainly eat. And yep, that's Holly. Something's been here bothering the dogs tonight also. Go and make sure that everybody was well tucked in as far as our birds here. Actually, we got three little buckling goats out back. Romeo, who's a little Nigerian buck, and two little boar goats. And if there's something here, it's probably, most likely, a raccoon. So I think our chickens should be okay for tonight, and they won't bother the raccoons. But there's been something here bothering, especially Holly, since we come home from the barn. We've been home maybe a half hour. It's twice now that she's been barking at something. And frankly, I'd rather her bark, because she scares things off. Wards them off and prevents trouble, and that is far better than the alternative. And she's doing her job, which I appreciate. And I can say that in the morning, these little meat chicks, they eat a ton of food in a short period of time. And in the morning, I'll have to be filling their feeders again. Right now, let's see, I got 5 feeders in there for 30 chicks. And they are, okay, Holly, okay. And they are emptying them. I would say they're going through about 12 pounds of feed in a 36 hour period. So they're going through about 12 pounds of feed a day right now at about 4 weeks old, a little over 4 weeks old. Okay, Holly, good girl. Come on. Come on. So, a little bit of the reality of farm life here at Bryden Farm. Sometimes, not often, thankfully. And with Holly, you never know. It could be a squirrel, or a rat, or a raccoon. We have had bobcats here, but not often. Only once. Only like 1 month in 3 years did we have kind of the invasion of the bobcat. And I'm not sure if you can hear this in the background. I'm not sure how good I'm coming through right now because I'm getting a little ways away from the house and the Wi-Fi. But I'm hoping that when I stop talking here for a minute, you might actually be able to hear the west branch of the river running by. Not sure if you can hear that or not, but I know here I can hear the peepers in the distance. The loudest noise that I hear is the river. And it's a very peaceful night on this side of the hill. On the opposite side of the hill, as we were coming back from the barn property, we heard there's an air raid siren at our local volunteer fire department here in Bear River. And we heard that go off, and we've seen the fire truck go up towards Sisabu Lansdowne, up that direction. So I'm not sure what's going on there. But we've seen another car going with its four ways on, probably one of the local volunteer firemen, for which we're thankful. Hopefully we'll never need their service, but it's great to know that they're there and ready and willing. Even though from time to time you might see me out burning controlled grass fires to help control the insect population at the farm, I'm gonna say lung issues, I guess is probably the best way to put it. I had childhood bronchitis, and I've been able to control that as an adult, especially in recent years with staghorn sumac tea that I make. Harvest the sumac leaves and make it into tea, and that helps. and but limits me to not being able to, I know that I would not be able to be a fireman. I support them in other ways and do what I can. But I'm very thankful for our, both our here, our volunteer firemen, but for professional firemen as well. Now, what does Roscoe have? Actually, I think he may be playing with one of the cats, or he has something, and I'm not sure which. What you got, Roscoe? What you got? Let's see. Let's see. It's okay. I'm not going to take it. What do you got? What do you got? You got a big rat. You got a big rat. Good boy. You dad rat dog. You dad rat dog. He's running back and forth now. He's all excited. So that is what they were after. Huge old rat. They were, as soon as we come home from the burn property, they were here. I knew that Holly had found something, didn't you? And if it's dead, which it is, I know that Holly killed it because Roscoe likes to play with things and he'll just walk around all day with it in its mouth. But Holly is actually the one who dispatches the critters that need to be dispatched. Aren't you? Huh? You're the killer dog. You're the one behind it, aren't you? Huh? Yeah, I heard you earlier. And now I see what he's got. And I know that you are such a good girl that you got rid of that for Dad, didn't you? Good girl. Good girl. All right. So now that I know what it was that was causing them stress, and they caused it stress, eliminated the problem. That's a big old rat, isn't it? Good dogs. Good dogs. Yeah, good dogs. They probably just eliminated about 100 rats with that one. And no, you can't bring it in. Sorry about that. You can't bring the rat in the house. No. Big old rat, though, isn't it? Big old rat. A big old rat.
How did he kill it?
Well, you know, he didn't. Although he was playing with it. Yep. Big old rat. Well, now doesn't that just make me wish I was over there on the fire so I'd chat up and be able to show you guys this.
Where she found it?
I don't know where she found it, but I heard her squealing, barking, and so I knew she had it cornered. Good girl, Holly. We're going to leave it here for now, okay? Put it right there. Okay, let's go in.
Come on in.
Let's go in. Good girl. Good girl.
I'm not going to give you a kiss. No.
I'm doing the bride and firm fireside chat on wisdom. Yeah. So, hey, they've been party to it. Yeah, thank you. Gotta like that, coming in the house. Denise got the tea on. When we go home from the burn property, we closed up the chicken. Actually, we were able to find a home earlier for, and homemade bread and molasses. Like, am I spoiled or what?
I like this bread. Yeah. I like this one. I like this bread.
You like this one better?
The other one, yes.
The other one was excellent.
So I can't imagine it being any better. Oh, no, I like this one.
Cool. Can't wait to try it.
I'm pretty impressed about this one.
And if you're listening to us here on the Wisdom app, you can come over and try it too. Beautiful, beautiful loaf of bread. I know that. Can't wait to try it. I gotta take my jacket off.
I got to do the tea and take my pills.
When you're listening to Bride and Firm Fireside Chat, it is, well, this time of year the wood stove's not going, but it's pretty much a fireside chat here at our wood stove and in our home and in our kitchen and living room. And so it's live. Live at Bride and Firm. Bride and Firm Fireside Chat. Hey, Doobie's listening. Hi, Doobie. You're welcome to come up and talk, my friend. But if you're not able to, that's okay. But it would be great if you can. You know what it's like trying to carry on a one-sided conversation. But I know that Kudos is on, too. So, hey, I think Doobie's coming up. Somebody is. It is. Hey, Doobie. in about 3, 2, 1, and we have Doobie. Hey, Doobie.
Hello, hello, Brian. How is it going?
I wish I could show you what I am looking at. Denise made a second loaf of bread in about the last, I'll say two loaves this week, and it is absolutely beautiful, golden brown, nice interior. He says he likes it better than the last one. I can't imagine it. I see he's got a cup of tea ready for me, a slice of bread with the molasses.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, yes.
Doobie, yep.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, hello, hello. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I got excited hearing that the rat got caught.
Oh, yeah, you know, right? raw and live.
Oh my God. Job well done, right? Job well done.
Roscoe's sitting here at my feet. It's going to get a little raw right now because I just come in from outside and I'm literally washing my hands before I have my bread and molasses and tea.
Oh man, oh man. It doesn't get
more real or live than that. Yeah. And Denise said he wants me to go and feel his buns. I mean, no, he wants me to feel his bread. you gotta be careful, it is G-rated, right? But yeah, what a beautiful bun. What a beautiful loaf that is.
Oh man, please enjoy it for me, man. Please, please.
We're enjoying homemade stuff.
Oh, man. Doobie knows. He's a good friend and a regular on our chats when he's able to.
Yes, yes.
And we actually found a good home for one of Willow's kittens.
Oh, great.
Yeah, how just this that? Evening. So that was, yeah, that was nice.
Yes, and, yes.
So what we started doing, what Denise has started doing, is mixing the dough in a bread machine that he picked up secondhand for the right price.
Oh, wow.
And a nice clean bread machine. And he mixes it in the bread machine and he bakes it in the oven.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually, you know, it's not like bread machine bread. It's like real homemade, old fashioned.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that's the old school technique. Huh?
That's right. Yep. And it takes the work out of having to do all the kneading by hand.
Yes.
But it gives you the old fashioned loaf.
Really, that's the real bread, right? The real bread. Dough, right?
Oh no. Now I wish he's now grabbing the plate, but I wish you could have seen that move. balancing the plate with the bread molasses on my arm with the iPad as I'm going down on one knee, spread leg out behind, placing my cup of tea on the table.
Oh my goodness.
Wisely.
You recognize how versatile you are there,
right? Right, Doobie? The bread machine we got have many setting to it, and one of it is dough. You don't need to cook it because you want just do dough in it, and it finish after the dough.
And then you bake it in the oven.
I could even do pizza dough. I could do different dough with the machine, too.
Wow.
Here's your reward, Holly. A nice piece of homemade bread with some molasses on it.
How about that? How about that? That is awesome, man. That is very awesome.
It's a sunbeam.
And the funny thing is, our friend lent Denise a book for like bread
making bread in the in the bread machine recipes. Mm-hmm. And the book that she lent him, without knowing what the model, what the make or model of this bread machine that we now have here, the bread machine book that she lent him is actually the bread machine book for that make and model that he just picked up.
Oh, whoa, what a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was a match made in heaven, though, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So is this bread and molasses.
I got the machine at a store they call Bargains and Bins. It's secondhand stuff, but at low cost.
Yeah.
Bread machine. Oh. $12.
Yeah, just to give Bargains and Bins a little, you know, shout out.
Oh, wow.
Probably nobody local listening, but just in case there is, or maybe on the replay, Bargains and Bins in Digby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about that? Oh, that's nice, man.
He just
that's
asked
nice.
Now I'm here. I've got both hands up in the air. I'm picking this bread apart because I believe that bread is meant to be broken. The you know, he gave me a slice because he knows not to let me touch the loaf. picking it apart, making sure that there's at least a little molasses on every piece. Got both hands up in the air, and he asked me how I like the bread. Come on. Like, this is beautiful. This is beautiful bread.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm sure that taste of it cannot be matched. I'm sure. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, Brighton Farms, I tell you guys, you keep this thing going, man. I really enjoy listening to you guys. My support is always behind you all. This is what it's about. It's about the dialogue and the family growing. So you keep this going, man. I love you guys.
I appreciate that, Doobie, because I'll tell you, I'm a little bit not with wisdom and not with what we do and not with you.
Yes. But
I'm a little bit frustrated because we actually the very first fireside chat. Yeah, sure. The very first fireside chat that I did was actually on here before I ever heard of the Fireside Chat app. But unfortunately, and I don't really blame them, it's just technology. Okay. The
I'll clean it up.
I can't get on there.
It's
a combination that I don't have a cell phone. I have an iPad. The phone that I use, which works great 99% of the time, is a phone app called Line 2. But in order to log in on the Fireside Chat app, they have to send me a text with a code. And their system is fighting with my system. And the two systems don't like each other. I don't think Fireside has any hard feelings toward me, and I don't have any towards them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the frustration is, unless I go buy a phone, which I don't want to do and can't afford to do, I can't log in over there. So I can't do my broadcast. And so the last couple of weeks, I've been wrestling with that. And I finally just said, screw it. I'm going to do it on Wisdom where I started.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that's right. Well, that's right. Listen, it's always here, right?
Right. And you know, I know that you're this way, and I am as well. When you're listening to somebody who can bring it alive and give you the mental picture or help you get that mental picture of what's actually going on, then hearing it allows you to kind of build your own.
And,
you know, see it through your mind's eye. So there's something special to be said about that as well.
Definitely. I totally agree with that. You know, that is, that's so awesome because that, you know, that allows you to recognize that you are in a position to recognize your connection with each one that you have a voice with, right?
Or right.
That you have conversation with.
Right.
Beautiful thing.
The first time I ever realized that, I was living up in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, living on my own, away from everyone else, but in a house, had few luxuries, but was very happy. Mm-hmm. And I listened to, CTV TV station, but on the radio. So I only got the audio. And Then I went home to visit my mom and dad, and Oprah was on, and she was talking about a $10 million necklace that had something to do with the show. Can't remember what the context was. Mm-hmm. But I'm standing in the kitchen with my mom, and I have this mental picture of what this $10 million necklace, diamond necklace, must look like, as Oprah described it. And I walk over because I want to actually see it now. Like, I've got it in my mind what it must look like. And I walk over and I look at the TV, and it was a letdown.
Oh, wow.
Because what I had envisioned was better than the actual thing.
Wow, how about that?
Right? And I don't think I'm unique in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's what our minds can create.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, the power of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And that, so if you can give a little bit of a description and then let a person's mind fill in the blanks and build that picture.
You know, that is a very good description of offset of the imagination, right?
Right.
The imagination is so powerful.
Absolutely.
It would, you know, be based so much off of recognizing life's experiences that you've mm-hmm. gone through to have mm-hmm. that imagination blossom like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And I know that you, as I do, and many people here on Wisdom, we appreciate the imagination.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, I often say that I don't have dreams or dream very little, but the imagination is there every day.
That's right.
It's there every day. It really That's is. Right.
Yep.
That's the understanding that I've come with. I mean, a lot of us should come mm-hmm. to that understanding too, because mm-hmm. it's very important. It really is. That allows us to actually progress in our moments toward that imagination while we are actually having that imagination.
Right? That's right.
Because we're not dreaming about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Much more vivid than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you, Brian, this is why I love to talk, man. I mean, it really is. I love to talk. I mean, I love to have the dialogue. I love to listen to people.
Right.
Because it's so important. You know what I mean? It really is. People have something to say, and they really do. And I feel that if they can express themselves, this allows them to grow.
Dania's sitting here. I don't want to interrupt you. Dania's sitting here with this big grin on his face, biting at the bit to say.
Imagine now you're having a nice piece of homemade bread with molasses.
Yes, and a cup of tea. I almost forgot. Over here on my left hand, I have my cup
of
tea.
Oh, my goodness. I think it would be, you know, my jaws would be in motion instead of my tongue moving, right?
Right? The trick is to do them both and try not to let people hear it.
Well, only thing I can say to that, Brian, is good luck to that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, guys.
I'm really glad that you come up, my friend. I haven't been on your talks in about a week, and I've been wanting to. I've been working hard here at the farm, and sure. By the time it comes around, your mm-hmm. show, if I remember right, is about 11 Eastern, which is close to midnight here.
Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern. That's
10 right. Eastern. Okay, so 11 o'clock here. And this week, I've been straight out. And by the time it comes to 10 Eastern, 11 Atlantic,
yeah,
my eyes are closed.
Sure, sure. Definitely. Listen, it's okay. I'll be there. You know, I'll be there. So yeah. once you rest it up again, come on back. It's there, you know?
Absolutely. And when... If anybody is listening, actively listening or hearing us on the replay, 10:30 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Is that right, Doobie?
Yeah, actually, it's
What day is it?
It's Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 10 p.m.
Eastern. Exactly the opposite days. I guess yeah, yeah. Sunday, right?
Listen, I don't fault.
Thank you. Thank you, Doobie. I want to respect your time, but if you want to come back up, you're more than welcome. But if I get it right now, it's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. I might have missed a day. Go back and listen to it, because Doobie just said it 2 minutes ago. At 10:30, I believe, Eastern, or 10 Eastern. If you go at 10:30, you might be late, but you'll catch it anyway. Yeah, thank you, Doobie. Yeah, he's gone. I always enjoy talking to Doobie, and he has sometimes challenging talks, but all is interesting and all is thought-provoking. And I've never met him, but I love that man. He's a wonderful friend. And if you haven't listened to Doobie's talks, be sure you do. If you have listened to him, be sure you listen to him again. He always has great guests, interesting discussion, and very much appreciate him. And if you're out there listening, here on the Wisdom app, I see there's been 11 people who've at least stuck their head in the room. I heard somebody referring to it that way, and I liked it, so I'm going to steal it, borrow it. Because here on Wisdom, you get to see how many people actually kind of pass by the room or maybe stuck their head in to see what's going on. And you also, in that count, are people who are actively listening. Unfortunately, it doesn't give you a breakdown, so you're not sure if 11 people are actually listening, or one person, or nobody, or a few. But we're thankful for everyone this way, whether they listen for a minute, or they pass by, or they're actively listening. But if you are actively listening, and you want to join the conversation, you just hit that little button. Maybe you've done that before, maybe you haven't. This is a great place to do it because it's just a conversation. You know, when you think back to, and I stand to be corrected on this, I believe it was Teddy Roosevelt who started having fireside conversations back in the 50s or 60s. Wasn't born until the late 60s myself, so it was a little bit before my time that I remember hearing the stories of great conversations. And really, that's what our Bride and Farm Fireside Chat is about. Just conversation. I had a talk earlier today. You can go back and check that out if you want. It would be on my profile under talks. And I had three wonderful guests. So Elizabeth McClung, Cecilia Grace, who is overdoing kudos right now, and kudos for her for doing that. And it's bothering me. Karaoke Vox. Pretty sure that was her name. And she, all three, helped to make that wonderful conversation. Karaoke Vox, the first time I ever talked to her, when she came up as a guest, of course, I welcomed her. And before I talked to her, okay, Karaoke Vox, I don't mean to knock it. Awesome person. If you haven't listened to her talks, which I haven't yet, but I'm encouraging you to do so because I absolutely enjoyed talking to her. I'm good friends with both Elizabeth and Cecilia, so I know that they're not going to feel this is a knock, but Karaoke Vox, first time talking to her, and it was like, wow, we kind of connected over food, even though there was no food on the table, because she is a foodie. She understands that food isn't just food. A good meal isn't just food, and how back, you know, in the 50s and 60s, maybe earlier, food was an event,
with the family at the table, and not just on holidays, but people, you know, cleaned up, sometimes dressed up for that family meal, and the conversation and the atmosphere that can be part of a food event. And talking about quality food, you know, I mentioned to her that she, and almost knowing that she already was there, but mentioned to her about the Raw Milk Institute. And if you're not familiar with that, go Google it. Located in California, biggest producer of raw milk in the U.S., where you have, I think it's 17 or 18 of your wonderful states have some type of positive raw milk legislation where you can buy raw milk. And if you don't know the benefits of raw milk, Google that too. Raw milk, properly handled, has so many health benefits. And there's actually a group of people, I wish I could remember their name, the name of the group. People from Ontario, Canada, went down to California because they have a, I'm not going to say a wide open, but they have a very positive-minded raw milk culture in California. And it is a system there, a machine there that they have built. Hello, Cecilia. A machine that people from Ontario went to California and built that looks similar to a microwave, but what it's for is putting a raw milk sample in with a test strip that's only going to cost like $10 to $15. Allow an on-prem testing of raw milk to make sure that it's clean and healthy, and it won't have to be sent off farm. It won't have to be transported by cold storage. It's going to cost a fraction of the price. And if they're able to, they're going to make sure that those machines get onto the farms with the machine, if it's possible for them to do it, being provided for free, with the farm paying for the sample kit, to the testing kit, at about $10 to $20, rather than having to pay to ship that away under cold storage and paying through the nose to do the positive testing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. So kudos to you. I know I missed your talk, although I promoted it on Facebook.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, we had a quickie one, and we had Angelina, Graciela, and Mojo came up and sang a song. And, you know, sometimes it's good to do just a quickie one, so, because, we just spent over 2 hours on it yesterday. So exactly. All good. But shoot, what did I come up to tell you? I have never had raw milk. I definitely have had raw cheese in upstate New York, and that is amazing. But I also was going to say I would join you on Fireside, except my face is distorted on there. So I just join you here so you don't have to see my distortion.
For those of you who don't know what she's referring to, she invited Denise and I to go on to one of her test talks when she was first getting started on the Fireside Chat app. And we discovered later that the reason her face looked kind of screwy was because she was so close to the camera. And I discovered that one night when I was watching myself get close to the camera. It's like, oh. that was interesting.
Yeah, something's wrong with her face.
You know, and here we are live on, you know, on camera, and seeing this, and it's like, okay, so we don't want to let her know because, you know, maybe something happened.
Yeah. Does she know something's wrong with her face?
Yeah, right. Denise just said to say hello. I don't think it was loud enough. She didn't hear you.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hello, Denise. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah. Do you want a slice of bread?
Yes, yeah, please. Of course.
He just made another
loaf
of homemade bread.
Kudos.
served it up with bread and molasses and a nice cup of tea.
I'm so glad I came in to give you kudos for that, because like I think right? it's like one of the best treats ever. It's just so. And Angelina was like asking me last night, like what was so special? What's so special about it? It's like it's the time that it takes to do it, you know?
Right.
The time that you take to, you know, you have to let it rise. You have to let it sit. Well, you have to put in your own little seasonings or herbs, whatever, seeds.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a cheater a little bit.
No, you're just smart. Come over here and shake
it. Let's hear it.
Yeah. What are you? How are you cheating?
I'm using a bread machine to do the dough.
Okay? Oh, I think that's okay, but still, it's you know.
Because my machine have a setting for dough too, just to make dough. Okay, and after that. Do the rising in the oven with a water dish next to it, and I cook it in the oven. I don't cook it in the bread machine. So actually, I could make a nice, beautiful loaf instead of have a square block of bread like a machine do.
Right. It's awesome, and as you probably, I'm pretty sure you know, store bread. You know, that nice stuff that stays around forever. There's a reason it stays around forever.
Mm-hmm.
It has formaldehyde in it, and that is what they embalm bodies with.
Yum! Yeah, formaldehyde for dinner for all.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's have a big slice of formaldehyde.
Yeah, delicious. I mean, the thing is, like, when you're eating that stuff, like, it's not, it doesn't, I don't even know what it feels like. I can't even explain that, you know? Right. Like, what is that stuff?
And there's a reason that I haven't sent in the kudos song with the nose flute. And that's because I had misplaced my nose flute.
It's nice and clean.
Oh, though. I thought you were going to say you misplaced your nose.
Well, I did, but then I smelled something and I realized that it was the center, right in the center of my face.
All right.
But yeah, so today, it actually went through the wash in a pair of pants, I think, or a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to play kudos right now because I need to practice that first, but.
Yay! I can't believe that's coming out of your nose.
Right? You'd be surprised what comes out of my nose.
Talk about distortions. Right. That's amazing. That's some talent right there. So cool.
It's funny because I you blow through your nose and you shape your mouth. So it's got two holes on it. So if you're looking at the back, there's two holes. It covers your nose and your mouth. You blow through your nose and you shape your mouth around the bottom hole to make the notes.
I could be watching this on Fireside. What am I doing here?
The problem there is I can't.
Oh, you can't.
I'm not on Fireside.
Oh, why does it say Brandon Farm Fireside Chat then?
Well, the funny thing, here's the real funny thing. My very first Fireside Chat was before I even knew, and it was on here. It was on Wisdom. My very first Fireside, Brandon Farm Fireside Chat was here on the Wisdom app before I even knew that there was a Fireside Chat app.
So you mean just sitting around the fire?
Right, like. I forget if it was Teddy Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, I think from like the 50s, 60s, used to have a fireside chat. And so that's sort of what inspired it. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we're here at Bryden Farm. We got the kitchen wood stove going through the winter. And it's like, yeah, you know what? Like, we're just kind of relaxing. And, you know, the show on that you missed. when a bunch from Wisdom did show up and we sat out there and talked for like 4 hours and 20 minutes, it was just like being at the kitchen table. I would love to be able to get on the Fireside Chat app. I would love to know somebody who knows somebody over there, because I can't get on. Their system is fighting with the phone app that I use on my iPad. And so in order to log in, they have to text me a code, and I don't get the code. Or if I do get the code on the resend, which I'm getting the code on the resend now, but then it's saying, uh-oh, there's something wrong with your account. I have emailed support repeatedly with no response, so I'm not sure if it's going into their spam folder or junk folder or trash can or what, but I haven't done anything. Like, I'm not in trouble over there. It's just that their system doesn't like my system, and unfortunately I can't do the broadcast.
Well, I have to say it's good for me, because then I don't feel to go over there and show you my distorted face. Also, I'm so glad that you told me this, because as I'm doing the Wisdom Community Bulletin, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I've skipped over the fireside part. I said Bryden Farm. Yeah.
That's right.
Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
Because I thought Fireside was the app, and I didn't want to like be saying Fireside all the time on Wisdom. You know?
I'm actually kind of glad that I actually did my first Bryden Farm Fireside Chat on here on Wisdom before I actually knew that the Fireside Chat app existed. And it's part of the first conversation, because Curdy is actually the one who told me about the Fireside Chat app on that first, because he thought that's what I was referring to. Like, no. I'm just talking about sitting fireside, like whether it be a campfire in the summer or the wood stove in the winter. It's just a chat. And so I'm kind of glad, because that way, you know, not like plagiarizing anything. I'm just thinking back to all the times that we sat around the campfire or had a Nova Scotia kitchen party or a Cape Breton Nova Scotia kitchen party, or, you know, and just sat around and talked.
Yeah. Roast marshmallows or melt some cheese.
Whatever, right? And so a couple of good things are like happening today. We found a good home for one of Willow's kittens.
Yay.
Now we're down to five, and they will come, you know, they'll come when the time is right. That'll happen as well.
Yes.
The other thing is, I have someone who has contacted us from Workaway and is looking at coming for a month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hoping that that works out. A young lady from Germany. And Denise, as part of the Canadian military, spent 5 years over in Germany at one of the bases. And so he's still speaking a Deutsch?
He's speaking in basing Deutsch.
Yeah, that.
Nice.
So she speaks English, but maybe he'll be able to brush up on his German, and she'll be able to brush up on her English. And Yeah.
I had a really great experience on Workaway.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And then, like, the people I'm with, that I was with, I'm still in communication with and stuff.
Nice.
Pretty good experience. So, have you had work or Wayers before?
I know you had the one from Wolf. Yeah, mm-hmm. We had the Wolfer. We haven't had the worker weigher yet, but I've been communicating the last couple of days, and Ellie Wayne just followed me and said, hello, how are you doing? I'm doing good, Ellie. Thank you for the follow.
Ellie Wayne.
Something like that. Ellie Wayne, Waayne. I think you're walking away from your Wi-Fi. Turned your head the wrong way, Cecilia.
Oh no, I'm sitting still.
There you are. You were breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me? I'm not.
Yep, you're good.
Oh,
now.
Weird. I'm not even moving. I'm sitting still.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you know what? I checked to see the spelling of the name, so maybe it was on my end.
You had the robot voice.
Yeah, we thought it was.
That's my distorted face and robot voice. That's my natural voice. I try and hide
so
it.
So, which
when I'm
planet
on here.
Are you really from?
Uranus. That's the best one.
Good. Hey, so mentioning that, this is terrible. This is, you know, if you have children, put them away right now.
Put them away.
Yeah. What does the Starship Enterprise and toilet paper have in common?
Ooh, Starship. Enterprise.
They fly around Uranus, wiping out Klingons.
I lost her.
She ran out of time, but I'm trying to get her back up while she's still laughing. Now, that actually is not that bad of a joke because I originally read it in Reader's Digest.
Oh, wow. Wow, Reader's Digest, huh?
Right.
They're getting daring.
Yeah. I can't remember what section it was. All in a Day's Work or Humor in Uniform, or I used to enjoy reading those. I haven't seen a Reader's Digest in years.
Me either. I don't know if you saw, I was reading, I have a Beezus and Ramona book that I got from, it was like a thrift shop. Do you remember Beezus and Ramona?
I should remember Beezus and Ramona.
Yeah, so this book is from Beverly Cleary in 1958. And I used to read these things, these books when I was a lot younger, but I found one in a thrift store a few years ago. And so I have one of the books and I started reading it here on Wisdom just for like fun, you know, but right. Also because I want to get rid of the book. So I want to read the book on here and then give away the book. So that was another, idea. Anyway, it's just silly good fun. So at nighttime, like I'll pop in and just like late night or something and start reading.
Rose on the table.
What's that?
Denise in search of a cat. He just heard something. Somebody just knocked something off of somewhere.
I'm going to go shortly. Go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say a real quick Google search, and I see one Beezus and Ramona, which has the shorter girl in big bunny ears.
And that's Ramona.
Right? That's Ramona? Is that the same book?
That is the book, yes.
That's the book. Cool. Because it's showing another one there, a reading guide, which is kind of them marching. Can't really tell what their flags are, but they are carrying flags. But it's funny because that's the book that come up is the one with her with the bunny ears. So that would be interesting.
That was the first in the series.
It could be.
Sorry, my Wi-Fi is a little.
That's a CD. Well, it's probably because I'm playing and I shouldn't be over looking things up on Google. Probably taxing mine too. But yeah, that would be interesting to hear a reading of. Mm-hmm. Beezus and Ramona.
Yeah, it's just silly good fun, you know, light reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, just really light reading.
Right. The doobie was up.
I was going to tell you before I head out. I went.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Doobie was up.
No, go ahead. You said you were going to tell me something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the Wi-Fi is like in and out, so I think we're having a hard time here.
Yeah, it's a little wonky.
I was going to say, yeah, I went paddleboarding today. Nice. And did not get eaten by alligators.
So that's a big friend here who has a paddleboard. Mm-hmm. And we don't have alligators in our river. So I can't exactly volunteer Lisa's paddleboard, but I know that she would probably be very open to you coming and going paddleboarding here on the
Lovely.
River.
Lovely. Yeah, it was really
right?
fun. Yeah. It took a while for me to go to actually say yes because I knew there were alligators in there. But I was just thinking, like, you know, I haven't heard of alligators eating people recently in the river. So why would the alligators choose me, you know?
Right.
Me, like, not even like thick or anything beefy, you know?
Well, I want to say because I'm trying to remember how to word this because you're as sweet as whipping cream.
Oh, yeah, whipped cream.
Right?
Right, yeah. They know that for sure.
Right.
That's
And for those of you who don't know the backstory on that one, there's someone on Wisdom who referred to Cecilia as being as sweet as whipped cream.
<That's>
Yeah.
The things we hear on Wisdom.
Right? Well, the words of wisdom that people speak.
That's right. Something like that. Beautiful. Love it. Right? Well, I'm going to go and have some dinner. Nice chatting with you, Brian.
Yeah, you
and,
too.
Yes, sorry about the Wi-Fi.
That's okay. You have a good night. Thank you for coming up. And as I was saying about Doobie, when Doobie and I were talking, I was saying sometimes it's just nice to build the word pictures and allow a person's imagination to fill in the spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that, and I'm so glad that I found out about that. That you're sitting by the it's a fireside chat now, so I don't have to chop up your
right.
It's like no it's worries. The Brighton Farm chat,
right?
I'm not promoting fireside on the Wisdom app, but now I can promote your fireside because it's
that's
in my
right.
living room.
That's right.
Not an app.
Hopefully this summer it will be actually we want to start and put in like a cup of ice cream. How can I say no to that? I'm gonna weigh an extra 50 pounds if I'm not careful.
the alligators
this
will get you.
We'll actually get a fire pit like outside and maybe you know you'll be able to hear the fire crackling in the background.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, beautiful. Right. I love a good, nice fire. Actually, that's at work, the workaway thing. I'm sorry, I'm losing it. The place that I went to, the first workaway experience, is like when I started building fires and keeping them. Like the city girl, you know, it was a big deal to me because we weren't doing that stuff in Brooklyn, you know. But
right.
So keeping the fire going. But then I got so good at the fire that I started cooking on the fire. And that to me was a major graduation. I cooked like pea soup, like dried pea soup on the fire. And that was real cool. And then popcorn and, you know, like whatever I could. But I thought doing like soup on the fire was a major graduation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen my sister do this one night at her home, like my grown sister. Couldn't believe it. I think I have done it once myself. But she took on their electric stove, with the like the ring type electric burner, a marshmallow on a fork, and held it close to the burner and turned the marshmallow around and roasted a marshmallow over the burner on her electric stove.
On a fork.
On a fork. They, you want to be careful the fork don't get too hot.
Right.
But, yeah.
We always find a way, don't we?
Right?
Really creative. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kudos to Denis and his bread. I would like a picture of this beautiful loaf, if possible.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, creation.
Copy.
Yes, actually, yeah, I do have a copy. Oh, I think I posted it on Facebook. But
oh,
I,
really?
But I'll send you one.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Well, have a good night, gentlemen. Nice all talking right. to you. Thanks
Thank
for-
you.
Letting me hang out by the fireside, not at the fireside app.
Right?
Exactly. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
And thank you, Cecilia. I should have got you to give a little plug, but 8 Eastern, pretty much every night. Sunday night, Cecilia encourages us to come up and tell about random acts of kindness that we have done through the week. She is doing some, I'm going to call them features, for lack of a better word, where she features someone from Wisdom who has inspired her, and we all kind of share in that and let those people who are being featured, we give them kudos. And on the nights that neither of those things are going on, we're all, every one of you, myself included, encouraged to join the kudos talk. Again, it's at 8 Eastern, and celebrate your wins, big and small. And that's kudos, and it's Cecilia Grace, who was just the guest on this talk. And now I see that there has been 27 people.
My ice cream.
27 people. The cat's trying to get Denise ice cream. They have stuck their head in the door or walked by in the hall or perhaps are actively listening. And if that's you and you'd like to join the conversation, please hit that button, because that's all we do here at Bryden Farm Fireside Chat. I'd like to get to a point where if you know somebody who has a farm or a homestead or even a craftsman or an artist or just somebody having fun making stuff, this is a great place to promote that and talk about your homestead or your small farm or your art or craft project, whatever it is. This is a great place to share and just help carry on the conversation by hitting that join the conversation button. And it's been a busy week. And today I was actually, it was a rainy day, so I sat here most of the day and planned out our garden. And if you want to go back and look at my earlier talk, so it was a talk I did today, that where Cecilia was on it, Elizabeth McClung was on it, and Karaoke Vox, and covered many topics, and was a great talk. And it started out with me talking about gardening and preparing and having received, and I'll give them another plug, a great seed order. I'll let you know in the fall how great. Of course, you know what? There's a lot more that goes into the harvest than just the seeds that we put in the ground. The seeds that I've seen so far from this new place, or new to me place, which I found their seeds to be very affordable, look good, courteous,
customer support is gardenalchemyseeds.ca out of Ontario, Canada, and was very happy to get my seed order, which included some seed potato, and out of 21 pounds of potato, there were only two little spots that I had to cut off the potatoes that, you know, probably even happened in the shipping. But all the seed looked good, and I'm looking forward to that. Although it will be the biggest garden that I've ever planted, spread over two properties, here and over at the barn property. And so getting ready for a couple of challenging months ahead and other things going on as well. And you can keep track of all of that on our website at Bryden Farm, BRIDENFarm.com. And also watch our videos and podcast episodes at BrydenFarm.productions. So if there's anyone out there who would like to join the conversation here on Wisdom and part of the Wisdom community here on the Wisdom app, please hit join the conversation button. And if not, then I think I'm going to close this talk for now. It's gone on for probably a little over an hour. And you're more than welcome to come up, though. But rather than sit here and talk to myself and have you listen, I would rather talk to you. So hit the join the conversation button. But if not, I'm going to do a 3-2-1 countdown and close the talk. Because I do know that there are some other great talks going on. So, anybody coming up? I'm going to close the talk with 3-2-1 last chance. One. All right, everyone. Have a great week. Appreciate and love you all. Ciao for now. Hello, everyone. It is Brian here from Bryden Farm, BRIDENFarm.com. And I want to invite you to our Monday night Growing Your Family Tree Fireside Chat on firesidechat.com/Bryden Farm, where I will help you get started for free finding family and ancestry. Join us at 9 p.m. Atlantic, 8 Eastern. For growing your family tree. Look forward to seeing you there.